I'll put a plug in to Liz's course. She helped me when I was county administrator on a couple projects, and the students really came through, and we actually used their reports to change county policy when I was county administrator. And I hope I can come up with a project for her in the fall also around housing and homelessness. I'm Bob Gunzel. My background is my entire career was in public service. The last 37 years before I retired a couple years ago, I was with Washtenaw County government, 22 as the attorney for the county, and 15 as the county administrator. So the course is local government leadership in times of change. So that pretty well describes it. It's about local government, cities, counties, how they operate, how they're financed, and the like. And we focus on leadership. Leadership in general. What are the attributes of a good leader? What's leadership all about? How is it different than managing? And then we talk about the unique skills and attributes that are needed in the public sector. Because leadership is different in the public sector than it is in the private sector. And everyone in their career will have an opportunity to be in a leadership position. And we put all of that, leadership and local government, in the context of what's happened in the last 5 years. In 2008, we began the Great Recession, and it meant significant changes for public bodies, primarily in significant losses of revenue and resources to do their job. And how have public bodies responded in terms of leading through a time of downsizing, through a time of less resources, deciding on priorities? So that's what we talk about, leadership and local government in times of change. The times of change are this great recession that we're still coming out of in the public sector. And so how do we do that? We have, I think, some readings about leadership in general, and then some readings about leadership in the public sector. A lot of discussions about that. We have some guest lecturers. We look at the city of Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County's budget. What's happened to that, and how have the leaders responded? We look at a community initiative around housing and homelessness. How did the county take a lead in that, and what has occurred during this period of time? The requirements are a couple short papers, one on an initiative about leadership around that public policy initiative, another one in response to interviewing a local leader or a leader that you know, and evaluate his or her performance, and then we do a class presentation on it. This is only a one-credit course. It meets for the first half of the semester, 2 hours a week, and we're on from 5:30 to 7:30 on Monday evenings. And I know that's a time when many of you might have dinner, so I try to bring snacks as an incentive. So I really look forward to this. I think you'll get an idea about practically what public bodies, community organizations face. Thanks.